This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State University President Jeff Mearns has the day away and will be with us again next week for another Ball State pandemic update. Meanwhile, we have an October treat for you.
To come back again, I'm gonna miss you till I see you next fall. To me, you're more than a friend. You're 31 lives, beat them all. The egg is out of magic breath, and you are coming. Nothing seems to get in your way. The only thing that likes of you is I grow older. Something to say. October
is a song composed and performed by Muncie native J. Michael Henderson. Michael played in a number of rock bands in the 60s and 70s around Muncie and beyond. Some of you Munsonians may remember the bands December's Children, October, the Murphy Henderson Group, and the Faith Band, among others. And he has backed up the bands Chicago, Fleetwood Mac, and Loggins and Messina, and toured with Phoebe Snow, Rod Stewart, and Pablo Cruz. Then he went his own way and recorded a number of albums that speak to him and his peers growing up in Indiana. Albums such as To Make the Night Complete and Night People, from which his song October comes. Michael joins us here on Morning Edition today, speaking from his home of the last few decades, Los Angeles, where he has performed and taught music. Michael, it's good to hear your voice, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, Stan, it's great to hear your voice too, sir. It's been a long time.
Been a long time. Yeah, I interviewed you about 42 years ago, if memory serves right here, so it's about darn time we got back on the air together here.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, since this is the last October weekday morning for Morning Edition this year, I felt we needed to send it off in style with your recording of October. How did that song come about?
Well, I was out in Colorado. It's not my first song, but it's one of my first songs. I was probably 20, something like that. And I wrote it. It just kind of wrote itself, really. It was one of those that I didn't have to do much thinking about. It's a simple song. It's one of the most simplest ones I've ever written. That just has, you know, a limited amount of chords to it. Maybe four chords, maybe five chords. And it's just written about, I was missing October because out in Colorado and in Vail, where I was at the time, it was summertime. And even in the falls aren't, the leaves aren't like they are back in Indiana out there. I missed the fall in Indiana because I don't think I'd ever missed a fall in Indiana except for when I went to college one year. But it kind of wrote itself. It's just simply written about Indiana Octobers, about the air, pumpkin pie, Indian corn, apple cider. It's a simple song.
Your neighbors are not quite as gifted to have the colors you reflect on the ground. Well, apple cider is lifted, all the agony when you're not around. Libra's wrong for you, far above equal. Taste the pumpkin pies around. Indian corn is your own nature. Lucky for me, I found October, October. Your majesty is something to share when you're there.
Do you find that songs like that, that have, if you will, a simple structure and a very clear message, those are the ones that you don't have to wrestle with in the studio or on the stage, and they really make an instant connection with people?
Most definitely. I can only speak from personal experience. And the songs, my simpler songs, they may not be my favorite for various reasons, but they seem to be the most popular.
How would you classify your music? Is it rock? Is it folk? Is it folk rock? Is it Michael?
It's probably Michael, but it's it's obviously my influences that make up all the ingredients. I can't really classify. It's very eclectic. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, I was brought up on the Beach Boys, the Beatles, Motown, rhythm and blues, just all kinds of music. You know, I like every kind of music that's good.
You must have found through the years that your music, anybody's music, can uplift people, especially during difficult times. And we have a boatload of difficult times right now with the pandemic, political upheaval, and on and on. Do you feel this way about your music, that it can uplift people? And is that part of what you're about?
With the world stage and local matters, et cetera, I put on my favorite music, my favorite artist, the music that makes me feel good. And it takes me to a better place, you know? I wish the best for everybody. And listen to your favorite music, folks. Just, you know, it'll take you away from the negativity for a while.
Well, your music certainly takes away a lot of the negativity, that's for sure. And so I'll be popping on some J. Michael Henderson here today, and including right now, as October will play us out. J. Michael Henderson, thank you very much for being with us today.
Pleasure's mine, Stan. Thank you, sir.
October, October, your breath will swallow my dear when you're near.
This is Morning Edition on Indiana Public Radio. I'm Stan Sollers.
October, October, your majesty of summer.